Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא.
Hello, we're in a lesson on the topic of Nachshon's jump and the tearing of the Red Sea. We'll read selected excerpts from the sources, starting from excerpt 1, study materials on Aron Tzvah Teva and in the Arvut systems. You can also ask questions live through those sites. Whoever has a question in the study hall is asked to stand up, hold the mic close to the mouth, and speak loudly and clearly. Nachshon's jump and the tearing of the Red Sea. Rav, please.
Let's read.
Let's listen to it once.
Starting from our first topic, Nachshon's jump, excerpt 1. When Israel stood by the sea, one said, I'm not going down. And another said, I'm not going down. While they stood and sought advice, Nachshon, son of Amminadav, jumped and fell into the waves of the sea. It is about him that he says, save me, O God, for the waters are up to my neck, or soul, literally.
This is what happened to Nachshon. This is a famous story. He wasn't afraid of the sea, of the waves, of drowning in the sea. He wanted to just come out of Egypt completely. That's why he was the first one to jump, and the whole nation. This is it. This is all this talks about.
כתוב פה שהם נוטלים, עומדים ונוטלים. מי זה הם שנוטלים?
It says here that they stood by the sea. Who is it that's there?
The nation of Israel. They wanted to receive advice how to come out, how to enter the sea. It's not that they went through some river or a puddle. The sea is before you. That's what they saw. They didn't know what to do.
What is that sea in front of them?
Have you seen the sea?
Yeah.
Have you seen the waves?
Yeah.
If the sea is in a storm and you have to cross it to the other shore.
It's talking about entering the connection?
No, this talks about what it talks about.
And then he falls, and then he jumps and falls.
And Nachshon, the son of Amminadav, jumped and fell into the sea waves.
So he didn't succeed? He fell?
No, this is what happened.
So to understand it just in a simple way?
You can do any interpretation you like.
Who is that Nachshon in us?
The Nachshon in us is a force that isn't afraid of jumping into the sea to come out of Egypt.
Where does he have this confidence to just jump in?
Just like this?
What causes him to just suddenly jump into that sea without any calculations?
He is one of the thousands that stood on the shore. And they couldn't make this jump, and he did.
What is it in our work to jump into the sea?
Means not to look, not to see the obstacles. What doesn't let them get closer to Israel? He believes that if there is any obstacle before them, machsom, barrier, they can overcome it no matter what, and you understand that this is what man thinks in this case. He will surely not come out of this. He walks. If the Creator places such an obstacle before us, waves, a raging sea, we can find the strength in us to make this transition.
Why were the rest afraid to jump in? What were they afraid of?
Well, look, of course he was a hero. There is information about him, not so much, but there are stories about him. We can read, I don't remember where. I read it once. He understood that what is in front of them is to perform the Creator's commandment to the fullest.
Why is Moses, the one who was at the head of the group, why didn't he jump in?
We don't see Moshe as the one in these situations. It seems like each one has his own role. Each man feels at a specific moment that now he has to do something. This is the way it is. This is what the Torah tells us.
Shalom Rav.
Hello. Can we say that Nachshon did this action out of despair and being above reason?
No, not from despair.
It's written here, the waters have up to my neck, up to my soul.
לא ידוע מה הכוונה. כן, אפשר לפרש בכמה כיוונים.
It's unclear what this meant. We can understand this in different ways. But in any case, he understood that he needs to overcome and he needs to lead the whole nation before. After him.
So what are we as Bnei Baruch lacking in order to be that Nachshon in Israel?
There isn't that spirit, no Nachshon.
You are here.
No, I can't imagine what to do here. This makes me unsuitable for this action.
We'll do it, Rav.
I think we won't have a choice and we'll come to this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so this case is clear.
Спасибо, Рав. Как и нам не побояться, подобно Нахшону, и прыгнуть? Чтобы...
How should we not be afraid of Nachshon and to jump in, to not have any thoughts of doubts?
Ани ло йода. Ани ло йода.
I don't know.
Бэбет, ше ани мистакел летухи.
Actually, when I look inside of myself, I don't see the force. Maybe this will come at a right time. But right now, I don't find the strength. I can't say everyone who wants to get to the Creator come after me or perform such an action. For this we have to find such a force in each one to feel this. Let's hope we'll be worthy of the strength of Nachshon. Next.
Except so. One who has already begun the work and is not saying that he will wait until the Creator gives him the desire to do the holy work and then he will begin to work. Rather, he does not want to wait because the craving to work and reach the truth pushes him forward, though he does not see that he will have the ability to go forward alone, like Nachshon. However, he sees that he cannot continue this work and is afraid that the burden of the kingdom of heaven, which he is now carrying, is beginning to fall off from him. So he begins to call out for help, since he sees that each time the burden he has taken on himself begins to fall.
So
if we enter deeper into the action, a man gets closer to action, and he sees that it's not ready for him. He doesn't succeed. He mobilizes all his forces. And time comes, he jumps into the action and he shouts for the Creator to help him. Because as it is said, the waters have reached the soul. If we are rewarded this, we'll come to it. What do you have, Shelley?
Nachshon,
he jumps into the stormy sea? And the sea doesn't open up?
Only afterwards opens up.
Meaning thanks to him it opens up?
And to the merit that people follow Nachshon, the sea opened.
So a person first needs to jump in seemingly into death? And then it opens up?
Yes.
And it's thanks to his shout that the waters have reached his soul.
Yes.
And he has this, what does he have, this faith in the Creator?
Yes.
And where is it from?
Since he gathered all his strength and entered the sea.
He's certain that the Creator will help him, or he simply doesn't care if he dies?
No, he doesn't care if he dies.
Why?
He's not afraid. Yes, of course, because he has faith that he will go through the final sea, Yom Sof, and we'll have the nation with him, and in such a way we'll rescue the situation.
Why doesn't he care about dying?
I don't think that he is performing this calculation.
It's simply a force that pushes me without any awareness?
Yeah.
What force are we talking about? Each one doesn't have any strength. It's all the strength, the Creator's strength.
Ken.
And there needs to be faith and intention.
Yeah.
So
each one has a certain nachshon in potential.
Yeah.
So what do we need to do? To pray, it's clear, but what else?
אנחנו צריכים לגרום לחיבור כל העם.
We have to be the reason for the unity of the whole world.
את העם כולו ומדינה כולה בצורה ש...
And by this, bring the whole nation and the whole world in such a way that this will become salvation for the whole Israel. I don't think we can do anything else. We've come to such a situation when only this is lacking. Some one general action. And the main thing is for everyone to take part.
Ken.
Exactly.
Арафот написано, что хотя человек не должен ждать,
that the person shouldn't wait
ждать, пока Творец ему поможет.
Until the Creator helps somebody, he should perform it.
Не видит, что он способен.
He doesn't see that he's capable.
Получается, что способен в это. И напротив,
actually, he doesn't believe it.
Способен.
He's capable. And he sees he's incapable of doing it, and he's afraid everything is going to fall right now. But it's written that the desire, that aspiration to attain the truth pushes him forward. And that aspiration to the work and to the truth, despite you see that you're incapable and you don't have this nachshon in you and you won't reach it, how does it overcome? How does each one receive that strong determination to do it right now, to jump in dissemination and connection, I don't know when.
Yes, this is the way we have to act.
Yeah,
this is what we have to do. Wake up each one, wake up the others, and together in this way we'll succeed in overcoming our ego and come to unity between us. This, in essence, is the transition into the final sea.
If you, as an example for us, can we take that as an example for as a force that's just above us, and in order to realize that thought?
I do what I can. More than this, I don't know. If some situation will pressure me, maybe. What Nachshon did, I can't imagine.
Kiev 2, Kiev 1.
Mr. On one hand, we say that it's important to have a preparation. We need to prepare the action, and our whole method is in the preparation. And on the other hand, there's this quality of the nachshon when you simply need to jump into a certain action without any preparation. Just, what's the correct way to choose to act like nachshon?
We
have to perform some actions, such actions, so that they would truly give everyone in a clear way the action that can save everyone.
What does it mean to save everyone?
I don't
know what you're asking.
אנחנו צריכים להתחבר.
we have to unite, go into one intention, unite everyone, bundle everyone, warm everyone up, and lead everyone to the understanding that only unity between us can help us and bring us to success. To success.
Беседер.
Окей.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот последний вопрос. Вот это и есть свойство Нахшон?
Yes, last question. Is it this quality of Nachshon, this quality of, that connects above everything, and it's just this sharp decision?
Ты закончил говорить?
Да, я спросил.
Are you done speaking?
Yeah, I asked.
Повтори вопрос.
I didn't understand.
Is this the quality of Nachshon, this connection above everything in this decisive form without looking, without taking anything else into account?
Nachshon understood that only in this way, by showing an example to the whole nation, he can make it also jump in the sea and cross it.
No.
Well.
Kvod Rav, ratziti lishol. Kivan sheyesh lacha millionim.
Dear Rav, I wanted to ask, because we have millions of students, and rightfully so.
Or shetachshir mishu, shehu yikfotz lamayim.
Why you or someone that wants to jump in the water, it's enough for just one to jump in, for it to happen.
I was with the Rabash for many years. I learned from him.
Gam u vegam ani.
Also, he and myself are still unable to lead the nation. Perform an action of unity is one, but to entice the nation and carry them along to final correction, this is not upon me. This is not me. That's why each one is good as in his own place. Unfortunately, there are so many excerpts here.
We're in the topic of the parting of the tearing of the Red Sea. Excerpt 3. When Israel camped by the sea, they saw several multitudes, several soldiers, and several camps, above and below, and they all gathered over Israel. In their plight, Israel began to pray. At the time, Israel saw adversity on all sides. The sea, with its mounting waves, was before them. Behind them were all the appointees, all the camps of Egypt, and above them were several slanderers. They began to cry out to the Creator.
So from here we see that the nation seemingly wasn't ready, but when Nachshon jumped, then they followed him.
No.
This is also heroic action.
If
it's possible to ask about the Nachshon in the 10, how do we form such a force that is not ready to just remain?
Even if there are many such forces between us, we have to see how with their help we can overcome and become together. We unite more.
Meaning the more that we are in the work of connection, at a certain point we'll reach that despair that we must jump in. It's just in adding the quantity of work.
Yes.
No.
What's the difference between the force of Moses and Nachshon?
Yes, כאלה הרבה גיבורים בתורה וסיפור הזה של המצרים.
There are many such heroes in the Torah, in this whole story in Egypt. Each one has his own mission, each one has his own destiny. We have to just try and direct ourselves
in the ten, how
literally at the heroes.
How does this force operate in the ten?
In the ten, the general force acts. We can see the force of Moshe. Because he united, he led the whole nation. But it's not that we can speak about everyone individually, okay? Okay, so let's keep going. Here I have a lot, I don't know what to say. There is a gathering in Istanbul.
Yes, in Istanbul.
İstanbul'dan bütün dünya kulisine selamlar. Rav, Kızıldeniz'in ikiye ayrılmasına, kişinin sağ ve sol çizgiyi barındırması, orta çizginin ise Yaradan'a giden yol olarak mı anlamlandırmalıyız?
Hello, the friends in the world kuli from our gathering here in Istanbul. Is that state of the Red Sea? Tearing of the Red Sea. It's talking about our work in the right and the left, and it opens up so we can advance.
We'll study this. We haven't learned what happens after going through the Red Sea, after the exit from Egypt. We'll learn this.
Hala. Dudi.
Next, Dudi. Bizman Sham.
Exit 4.
Bale Matzav.
When the people of Israel came to a state where they saw that they could not escape from the bad, meaning they saw that the power of the bad was on all sides, and they did not see any salvation by nature. This is considered that the kli of the bad has been completed. At the time comes when the Creator gives them the light, and this light reforms them. In other words, by this they emerge from the governance of evil, called vessels of self-reception, and are rewarded with vessels of bestowal. This is the meaning of stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will do for you today. This means that once the kli of the bad has been completed, there is room for disclosure of light on the part of the Upper One. This is considered that the Creator is giving them the vessels of bestowal.
Yes, and then they begin to move closer to the exit. Okay? I don't see any hands.
Ukraine too.
Here also don't understand so much what's happening in Ukraine too.
Good day, everyone. Happy holidays.
Вопрос.
Question.
В книге Йона во второй главе мы тоже читаем.
In the book of Jonah, we also read this phrase that the water has reached up to my soul. Question. What is the connection between these two states?
I don't know, and I don't want to answer such questions. Don't be so smart.
Woman, Kiev 7.
Спасибо, дорогой Рав. Подскажите, вы меня научили, когда
страх смерти. You taught me that when there's this fear of death, we need to close our eyes and to pray. What else can we add?
Если вы можете немножко преодолеть этот страх смерти, то тогда вы можете.
If you can overcome this fear of death.
Выбрать путь.
Then you can choose your path.
Как бороться с этим состоянием и выйти к состоянию
state and come out to a state of spiritual ascent.
Это то, что нам показывает Нахшон.
This is what Нахшон shows us.
Можно еще вопрос?
Да.
Can I ask another question? When we unite as souls, what happens to us?
When
we connect on the souls, what happens to us?
When
we unite our souls, each one of us gets the strength from everyone. And this brings, helps everyone, helps each one to come out of the Red Sea, this Yam Suf, the end, and from this end come to the beginning, from Suf to Rosh.
Excerpt 5. Excerpt 5. In the Exodus from Egypt, they received the vessels of bestowal, which are vessels of chassidim, mercies. The tearing of the Red Sea was seeing, which are lights of chokhmah, received in vessels of reception. There, it was through an awakening from above, as it is written, the Lord will fight for you, and you will be silent.
Well,
this doesn't have much to do with where we are, what we're dealing with, but we get at the end of exit from Egypt, or afterwards from different states, we always get some additional force. Next.
Bizman Shayugvan.
When they were already complete in terms of the evil, when they saw that it was impossible to emerge from the bad in a natural way, but only by a miracle, this is regarded as the evil being completed sufficiently. At the time, the help from above should come to give them the light to complete the kelim, meaning that the vessels of reception will acquire the form of bestowal. This does not pertain to man's work. This is why it is written, you will keep silent, since now is the time when the Creator gives.
So after the work with the correction of the vessels, kelim is done, uniting them in all in one direction. And the action of the Creator comes. What He builds and arranges Israel, He gives them the mind, the strength to come out of Egypt.
Дорогой, любимый Рав, здравствуйте.
Здравствуйте. Dear beloved Rav, hello, and hello, World Kli.
Конечно, я не буду примиряться к Нахшону, но...
Of course, I won't compare myself to Nachshon, but I want to admit that yesterday during the afternoon lesson, simply all of the evil revealed, it was all in me. And the friends are feeling the Creator, and there was just such a nullification towards the friends that I'm simply a zero compared to them. And just what was left was just a prayer for them and gratitude to the Creator for them. What's next from that, Rav?
There is nothing else we need. Just be in this.
I'm thanking the Creator then, I'm thanking you, and I'm thanking my great friends.
Woman Turkey 7.
Selam Rav. Rav, İsrail olarak koklarına rağmen nasıl ilerleyebildiler bir aradanın onlara yardım edeceğine nasıl inanıyorlar?
How were the children of Israel able to move forward despite their fears? What helped them to believe that the Creator would help them?
They didn't know that the Creator would help them. They were walking in the force of faith, not the force of knowledge. When a person turns to the Creator and asks him for help, he doesn't know. He doesn't know if the Creator will help him, maybe vice versa. And then from all the strength of faith, he asks, he prays, he cries, he shouts, cries out for the Creator to help him. And if his shout, his cry comes out from his, if it comes out from his heart, then the Creator helps him. And in such a way he comes out from Egypt. But before this, nobody knows. They need the force of faith.
Nasıl bir inanç gücü bu? Bize anlatır mısınız?
What force of faith do we truly need? Can you explain it?
The help of the Creator helps us. This is called that He gives us the force of faith.
No.
Can this be explained? How is this felt in the Creator when He starts to feel that He gets strength, the Creator's strength?
We can't feel how this works. You feel that this works. This is opening of the force of the Creator in the creation. This is the force of faith.
Shalom. Well, that's 100%.
I'm not sure if this is 100% connected, but Then there's a state of he swallowed down and he shall swallow it up and come out with a great acquisition. Let's say now all of these influences of the friends and everything that was invested, it disappears, and then you feel as if you don't have anything. And then when we come out, it simply gets revealed and it gets returned and added. And comes back in return?
Yes.
Do we need this in continuation? What do we do with all that?
There
is a long path.
זה לא בדיוק כמו שנגיד תמיד אומר לנו, תבדקו את הצעדים שלכם, נתנהג כמו איזה מחשב.
We said to examine ourselves like this calculator, but but there's almost there's like no step forward up until a certain limit. What is it?
It's in order to give a person the feeling that he has to get to the edge, to the end, and then the Creator will help him.
This faith closes up your eyes, and then what, you get a different idea from what, than the book shared in the beginning?
Yes, you start seeing what you see in, it's called in the light of Chassidim.
Right now, this path that you see, what is that called?
We gradually get through all these jumps, through all the efforts to the strength of a true jump.
Yeah.
This will happen.
Добрый день. Скажите, а как почувствовать, как прийти к этому состоянию?
Hello. How to feel? How to come to the state where the revelation of evil is complete? To be rewarded the miracle.
Если вы хотите чудо, то вы его не достигнете.
If you want a miracle, you will not attain it.
No.
А как я могу его удостоиться?
Не хотеть.
How can I deserve it?
Without wanting it.
Тов. Кен.
Рав Якар, איך אתה רואה את קפיצת הנחשון?
Dear Rav, how do you see the jump of the of Nachshon? To draw the whole nation of Israel to the final correction.
I don't know. If we all want it by that, we will be able to light up the whole nation and it will happen. It will happen. I really hope soon.
Дорогой Рав, а что это за бедствие со всех сторон, которое мы должны почувствовать?
Rav, what are these, what is this suffering we have to feel from all the sides to go through?
Спасибо.
Lacking the light of Hasidim.
No. Кфар кибальт.
No, you already got a chance.
Тхуна шель Нахшон.
The quality of Nachshon
that's
born in the nation, it also depends on the state. The state the nation is in when there's a threat.
Of course,
and if we are like Nachshon, depend on the nation, maybe he hasn't achieved such a state. As it is said, better to die than live.
Yeah.
And we have to wait for this.
I'd say wait, that's a try to come closer to it.
How to do it?
We'll learn that, no. that together.
מה גורם לנחשון לקפוץ? האם זה רק האמונה בבורא או אהבה לעם והרצון להציל?
What makes Nachshon jump? Faith in the Creator or love to the nation to save it?
להיות אותו דבר. כן. תודה.
That and that together.
So it can be the same thing as...
זאת, כן.
Yeah. In essence, what prevents what isn't letting Bnei Baruch to cry out correctly is lack of faith in us, so we have to strengthen faith.
Yeah. You already got a chance.
No. No.
Well, let her.
בטוח שבכל הכלי העולמי שלנו יש לפחות
עשרה
שיש להם אמונה מאוד גדולה שזה יכול להצליח כי אף אחד לא
מגיע כלי
כלי שלם שעושה עבודה במשך עשור
there is one 10% of people that have very strong faith
לאורך כל הדורות
they come here for decades doing this work we're all united there are 10 people that have like Nachshon that use this force this faith adding this faith are these 10 people that can succeed in this
yeah
so there are definitely 10 people so let's have this intention so that each one thinks and grab this snake by the tail and perform this jump. What's the problem? And if the Creator is here and we can concentrate this request, single request.
What does everyone think? What's the problem? Why nonetheless are we incapable? Silence.
Why is it silent?
There
is one in favor. There are hundreds like these. No doubt. This is what we do all day. People that don't have money and come here, we're all together. We're not lonely. We have to grab this serpent by the tail. Tomorrow we have Mashiach's meal. This is the only opportunity that can move us together, to always be in love and unity as one nation. All the years we've been reading the Agadah.
תפילות שלנו ויש את השכינה ש
there are 36 true people, the Shekhinah between us. In the highest sense is waiting for us. What are we waiting for? In excerpt number 4 that we read today, it was written, what are we waiting for? Just 10 people. We need 10 people.
Me? Tamdi? Tamdi? Mi od? Batuach sheyesh yoter.
Stand up. Who else? Surely there are more. People, stand up. For now, it's just women. What about the men? Thanks to the righteous women, we came out of Egypt, and we'll save this year Israel. Israel will come out.
Thank you.
Thank you, all those brave to stand up. We'll sing together about the revelation of the opening of the Red Sea. I want to say that I'm proud of women like these. I'm proud of such strong women that they will bring the redemption. There are women like these everywhere. Each one has her own role. Each one has the strength of Nachshon. There isn't such a thing. We have to rise. You said last year at the Congress that we have all the opportunities. We've been playing this the whole year. Why don't we use it now?
Please,
I'm begging everyone.
The
women are strengthening you. We just need at least 10 men. The Creator gave Adam 5 here. Here there are enough to succeed.
Me.
No.
Who?
No. Yes.
No. מה יש לך להגיד?
Well, what do you have to say?
קודם כל, תודה רבה והרבה בריאות. האדם צריך לוותר על עצמו.
First of all, thank you very much. A lot of health to you. Should a person annul themselves to jump like Nachshon?
To
reach the Nachshon's jump to concede something?
To cancel himself.
Yeah, of course.
Where is this expressed?
Is
this one of the conditions, or what conditions are there?
We can read about it. Ravash has articles, and there's more other such articles, but this is an act of heroism.
What
does it mean to annul yourself?
To go on the calculation. That he wants to adhere to the Creator in that moment and forever. And that's what he wants. Okay, let's move on. Udi.
Bapasuk, Vayar Israel et Mitzrayim met al Sfat
Hayam.
In
the verse, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore, and the people feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and his servant Moses. We must understand how they believed is relevant here. Clearly, the miracle of the exodus from Egypt and the division of the sea brought Israel to greater faith than they had had before. After all, our sages said about the verse, "This is my God, and I will glorify him." That a maid by the sea saw more than did Ezekiel the prophet. Hence, this means that the exodus from Egypt was a case of open miracles, which brings knowledge of the Lord, which is the opposite of the meaning of faith, since it does not mean above reason. And when seeing open miracles, it is very hard to see, to be in faith, since, moreover, it is a time of expansion of the reason. Therefore, what is the meaning of the text, and they believed in the Lord? However, we should interpret according to the interpretation of all believe that he is a God of faith. The verse narrates Israel's praise, who even after seeing the open miracles, their servitude of the Creator was not reduced in them, which is by way of faith above reason.
Okay.
No. Well,
we made the preparation for this excerpt. Let's move on.
Ne'emar, kashim mezonotav shel adam, לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא
said,
כי קריאת ים סוף שקריאת
it was said that man's nourishments before the creator are as hard as the tearing of the Red Sea, since the tearing of the Red Sea was to open ways above, to reveal the manula and to drown the Egyptians. It turns out that the ways would open in the manula lock to drown the Egyptian, and paths in the miftacha key for Israel. And as ways and paths open in it, so it splits and breaks open, because two opposite actions are included in the terror of the Red Sea. Since as ways would open by the force of the manula, and paths by the force of the miftacha, the sea would split and open to drown the Egyptians and to save Israel.
Is that clear or not? Maybe do the read it again.
Once again, excerpt number 8. It was said that man's nourishments before the Creator are as hard as the tearing of the Red Sea, since the tearing of the Red Sea was to open ways above, to reveal the manula, and to drown the Egyptians. It turns out that ways would open in the manula to drown the Egyptian, and paths in the miftacha for Israel. And as ways and paths open in it, so it splits and breaks open, because two opposite actions are included in the tearing of the Red Sea. Since as ways would open by the force of the manula and paths by the force of the miftacha, it would split and open to drown the Egyptians and to save Israel.
שאלות?
Questions.
זה יפה.
It's nice.
כאן כן יש לי.
Here, yeah, I do have.
אז אין שאלות.
So there are no questions?
על הקטע.
About this excerpt?
מדם, no.
Madam, Sheila. Please. Sheila?
What does the force of manula means? And
manula.
And mitzika.
Yes. Miftecha, v'yesh manula.
There is miftecha and there's manula. These are two opposite forces. Miftecha, it opens up. The kli, and manula, it closes up the kli.
Miftecha, manula.
Miftecha, manula. Key and lock. That's it.
Od mishu rotze lishol?
Someone else wanted to ask? No?
Atem kvar...
You, very...
No.
אמרת שאי אפשר לבקש את הנס, לא צריך גם לבקש על עצמי, אבל על מי לבקש?
Seems like we shouldn't ask for a miracle for ourselves, but who should we ask for?
Who to ask for?
על הבורא אני חושב.
But the Creator, I think, that all of our prayers are to Him. And we want to send all of our words to Him, the good ones, or something.
Can we ask for this miracle for the 10, first of all, for the group of Nebruch? How to ask for this miracle?
זאת אומרת, עבור הבורא לא כדאי.
Meaning, for the Creator it's not worthwhile. For Bnei Baruch, maybe. For the ten, well, if already...
אני חושב שבכל זאת מתוך החיבור
שלנו. I think nonetheless, out of our connection, it's worthwhile for us reaching a prayer to the Creator, for the Creator.
טוב.
What is for the Creator?
את כבר שאלת.
והזאת... Okay. You already asked. And this blonde next to you, no, okay, give it to her.
Ну, у меня не по отрывкам сейчас вопрос, но по поводу того, что вы сказали.
Not about the articles, but the excerpts from what you said. We had questions about play, game, and shame. So there was a point of discernment about who we're playing for in relation to each other or the Creator, but more this question about shame, clarification. We have two types of activity with regards to each other, and we try to acquire what you constantly telling us what we should do in relation to the Creator. And maybe ashamed of my environment, someone might say something about the way I present myself or my question, or maybe I can close my eyes and pretend I'm in spiritual. Maybe some people will envy me. These are my actions with regards to the environment. But when I start thinking about the Creator or in the direction of the teacher, let's say, I don't just feel shame. We're playing with our ego, with our pride. Everything I listed is corporeal with regards to each other when we do it. So this U-turn, now I think you're looking at me and you see right through me. This is the place that's more than me and that doesn't depend on whether I understand if it exists, if I feel it, and I try to interact with it or not, but it's looking at me, then it's not just shame, but I just want to throw the mic and run away. Maybe I won't come back. There is a big risk that my ego won't be able to bear it. But the place where I feel this regard is causes a different, I don't know, a different need. It's something completely different starts there with my ego, with my intention. And my question is how to put this place into our work between us, this place that's looking at us at all times, this understanding that there is something bigger than us that sees us right through us and is the place in relation to which we should measure ourselves, direct ourselves there. How do we practically, maybe we'll come up with some forms, maybe to remind each other, maybe we should add.
Я скажу вам так.
Say it like this to you.
Вы просите.
You're asking.
Вы просите прижаться.
You're asking to adhere to the Creator.
Это возможно только если у вас все, все, все внутри.
It's possible only if everything, everything inside of you will be open, will open up for him.
Тогда у вас это получится.
Then it will work out for you.
В принципе, это просит каждый человек, особенно женщина.
In general, everyone's asking for this, especially women.
Но у вас остается эта возможность.
So you have this possibility.
Сегодня у нас
Today is our last lesson. Well, we also have tomorrow.
Надо подумать, как продолжить.
We need to think how to continue.
Это ощущение,
that feeling,
как продолжить это ощущение,
how to continue that feeling
после праздника,
after the holiday.
Тов. Ну и на этом я бы хотел закончить.
Well, and on that, I would want to conclude.
אז הודעות לסיום. המשך לוח שידורים שלנו
היום. The announcements to the end. We continue our broadcast.
פסח מחר, יום שני, שביעי.
In our events tomorrow. The lesson is the last seventh, last day of Pesach, preparation for lesson at 5, lesson at 5:30, prayer won't be broadcast at 8 a.m., and there won't be an afternoon lesson. We'll finish up with the song.
Come on, people, gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round.
Let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round.
The circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round.
Put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind. Your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together. So get up on your feet. Completing the circle.
Come my way.
Completing the circle.
Unite and play.
Completing the circle. Let the love shine night and day. Completing the circle.
Come my way.
Completing the circle.
Unite and play.
Completing the circle. Let the love. Time and space.
Come on, people, gather round.
Let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round.
The circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round.
Put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind. Your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together. So get up on your feet.
Hey!
Completing the circle.
Come my way.